Hi, Sam. How are you doing? Good. However, we have a major project coming up to install new water services across the site. I could really use some help. Yeah, I was thinking about that too. I have checked with the other supervisors and no one has the capacity to fit in this work now. And we cannot delay the work, as it is sequenced to coincide with a planned shut in that area of the plant. We will need some workforce from outside to take this up. I'll just call up someone I have worked with before and get them to pick up the work for me. Ah, I am sure. They are a known vendor. Thank you for bringing this story and the lessons learned to my attention. I can really see the connection to what I'm about to do, and that does help. I am keen to learn more and get the work right. Hi, Sam. Just a quick update on my project. Procurement has sent us the bids. All but one of the suppliers who will do the job safely are over the budget, so I need to increase the project budget. They provided a bid that was way under the budget, but they have a terrible safety culture and no safety system in place. I might have rushed the scope to get started on the bid. I can see how the suppliers might have added cost in because I was not clear on a lot of this. I'm going to tighten the scope and talk to procurement about another bid. Thanks, Sam. Marie, the team is here, but none of them have their inductions or personal protection equipment. They can't start the work like this. That's not what I thought. Let's check the contract summary. I also missed something. Rio Tinto needs to provide inductions. Right, we need to sort this out. What can you do about the PPE? Okay, and I'll book the team into tomorrow's induction. We are lucky that we have not missed it. Otherwise, it would have been a week. Given the number of team members that need to get PPE and inductions, I think we will miss the start by 2 days. Thanks, Sam. I will let you know how we go with performance during the job. Hi, Sam. I'm hoping that we might be able to pick up the conversation about how to make sure quality contracting performs well during the job. I want to safely gain those 2 days back. I know that I need to verify that risks are identified and understood, and controls are in place and effective. Everyone working on the job understands the scope of work and it is being delivered. The relevant terms and conditions of the contract and agreement are in place. Any roadblocks have been eliminated, allowing the job to run efficiently. But I'm not sure the best way to go about it. Thanks, Sam. I can see how my work links to the planning board, contract, and invoicing. This makes more sense to me now. I had better get to it. Hi, Marie. How's it going? That's great, Marie. Actually, I wanted to talk to you about the job performance, as I think there is an opportunity to increase the productivity again without impacting safety. From the last 4 verifications, I can see that we have missed on efficiency. Each time when I check the data, I can see that the team is advising that a delay in approval on critical path items is resulting in 20 minutes downtime each day. I see. My field time is critical, but maybe there is an answer here. How about we agree that I will provide approvals at 4 p.m. each day for the next day's work? Great. Let's start it from today and get that 20 minutes back from tomorrow onwards.